My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my longtime friend Peggy Conley with us. Peggy, I'm here for you. Good afternoon, Peggy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, Peggy, why don't we just start by just telling our listeners a little bit about what you do in your business.
Okay. So the name of my business is Here For You. And basically, I try to provide a variety of services to those that need it. For example, I can assist a senior with transportation to a doctor's appointment, which we know the seniors have many of, to the grocery store, getting the few items that they need, help clean out a closet, help them throw a laundry in the wash, that kind of thing. And a lot of times what seniors need are companionship, just to have someone to come in and check on them, and their family knows that they're well. I can check back with the family and let them know, look, mom or dad are doing great, or auntie or whatever. I saw them today. We did this, that, and the other thing. And that's just part of what I do.
I really love the concept of what you're doing because I see so many people, I'm 53 years old, in my generation struggling because you're mm-hmm. trying to be there for your parents, your grandparents, you know, you're trying to, you know, have a job, have a family. And it's just, you know, the guilt behind it. It's like, okay, you know, mom wants me to take her grocery shopping. Oh, my God, you know, where do I fit that in between, you know, being a mom and trying to do everything? So to have someone like you who can go and assist them, and also, you know, some people, they're just not in the area. You know, they moved away,
right.
And all of a sudden you realize, geez, mom, dad, maybe whoever it may be, they're slipping a little bit. You know, they're not sure about themselves to go to the grocery store anymore. You know, I want that second set of ears at the doctor's appointment because you know how it is. It's like, hey, you know, so mom, what happened? Oh, everything was good. It's like, well, what did he say? He said everything was good. You know, so he mentioned something about I don't remember. And you're like, well, mom, you know, are you okay? Like, I think so. So to me, you just offer such a valuable resource, as you mentioned, for the seniors who need that companionship, but also for the family who knows that someone's there for their loved ones.
Exactly.
That's what you do, right?
I try to offer guilt-free. Yep, I try to get it. I try to make it so it is a guilt-free relationship. The child or whoever can get me to come in and check on their parents. They don't have to worry about leaving work. They don't have to worry about missing what's going on with the parent or whoever. It's a tough juggle. I did it myself. I had my own parents living with me, and that's what kind of got me going in this direction.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about your story of your why, as you just started to tell
my
me.
Why. Well, exactly. My why was I was inspired to help the over 65 community after dealing with my own parents. They lived in Florida. They both got sick. My mother had a couple of strokes, and she came back. She went to PT and all that and came back great. My dad had a stroke maybe less than a year later and was in a rehab and was not doing well. And he wasn't progressing. He wasn't thriving. But he knew he wanted to get out of it and literally convinced my mother to let him go out of the rehab and bring him home to where there were no services set up and no one there to help them except a neighbor, thank God, who called me Once Dad got home, he said, "Did you know your dad was home?" I said, "No." He said, "Okay, well, I'm letting you know." So I called a few minutes later, called my parents, said, "Hey, how you doing, Mom? What's going on? How's Daddy doing?" "Oh, he's good. He's right here. You want to talk to him?" I said, "What?" So I said, "Oh, boy, what am I going to do?" My head started spinning. The wheel started turning. Had to go down, intervene. My sister and I went down, said, "Well, Mom and Dad, you can't stay here anymore. Our lives are up north. We all work. We all have our families. There's not much that I can do coming down here for you. However, if we bring you back north, we can get you in somewhere close by. I figured elderly housing in the Haverly area, there's plenty of that," and that kind of thing. Brought them north, and they ended up staying in assisted living right here in my house. And I continued to work. My husband worked. We went on to our day-and-day lives, but we had to conform to what we had to for our parents. And we made it work. But it was not easy. And if I had had someone like myself, believe me, I would have fired them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know we all mean well and do it. We all think to do exactly what you did. I want Mom and Dad with me. You know, I know they're going to be safe.
Right.
But it changes your whole life. And, you know, some people aren't prepared for that, especially as, you know, they start to get a little bit older and, you know, start to, you know, not be able to function properly. And all
you
of a sudden,
down.
You know, it changes,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and yeah, it's just like, oh my God, now, you know, they really need 24-hour support and, you know, they're in my home. So now what do we do and stuff? So one of the things that amazes me about you when I listen to you, though, Peg, is you actually become friends with your clients. I think that
I
is
do.
Kind of really cool, to be honest. But I hear when you start to tell me a story about a client, you know, your eyes light up and I hear it in your voice, you know, "Oh, this is my client." And, you know, you really build a relationship with them. So it just, to me, that's where the value of having you there. You're not just someone coming in, taking someone grocery shopping. You're a friend coming to spend time with them. That's amazing
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, and I do. And it really is, especially now that my parents are gone. I kind of like I have a few adopted mom and dads out there. And I've found some other people, not even just elders, you know, over 65, whatever, not
right.
just seniors. I've come across some other people my age or whatever that needed assistance in one way or the other that I've been able to help as well. You know, I find that, you know, I can help a variety of people now that I'm getting into this more, everybody with things from A to Z. And when I say from A to Z, I talk about, like A would be advocating for someone at the doctor's office, advocating for them. They get a bill that they're in dispute of. I can call and help them with that, you know, be that in-between person. They don't understand the bill. And then going into Z, zigzagging through obstacles like heavy traffic to get them to the appointment on time or get them where they need to go. So I try to offer everything in between or whatever I can in between, and it does come from a good place. And like I said, I was inspired to do it after caring for my own parents. And I worked, when I did care for them, at the front desk for a cardiology practice, and I would see the clients come in, and they couldn't make their next appointment. And I was on the checkout, and at my end, I would take or make a test, an appointment for a test. Excuse me, like an echo test or a stress test that they needed to have done. You can understand this, Kevin. And
yep.
They needed to have that done, and perhaps they needed cardiac clearance to have cataract surgery. They needed cardiac clearance. They couldn't go and have that simple cataract surgery because they needed that cardiac clearance, which meant they had to have a stress test and the cardiologist had to clear them. Well, they couldn't make that next appointment and proceed because they didn't have a ride to get to this appointment or to get to the testing.
That's
they
sad.
Didn't know what the schedule was for the person who they needed to rely on, which sometimes wasn't anybody. You know, how am I going to get there? Am I going to get there by cab? What am I going to do? So my wheels just kept spinning, like I said, while I worked and while I cared for my own parents. And then I decided, gee, there really is, there's a lot of people out there that just need a helping hand, basically.
Yep. So now, what is the geographical area that you can cover?
I cover the Merrimack Valley area, Kevin. I go over to Andover, cover the Andovers, and then go over to the sea coast like Salisbury, Newburyport, Newbury, Rowley. I also cover the New Hampshire area, the bordering towns like Salem, Plaskow, Atkinson, Sanborn. I've had people say, oh, do you go to Woburn, or would you come to Medford, or, you know, for a client? And I would love to, but there's only one of me right now. And, you know, it takes time to go from A to B, and I have to incorporate that time. And, you know, I don't know what time I could get to them. I'm here for 2 hours with this person in Andover, and then I have to shoot over to Newburyport, and then I have to come back up to Sanborn. And I try to make my day as productive as possible and spend as little time in between as I can. So trying to get down to Woburn to get to a client would be a difficult time for me, especially I live in Havel, so I'm kind of centrally located in the Merrimack Valley area.
Now, what type of car do you use? Is it easy for people to get in and out of your car?
So far, so good, Kevin. I have a 2008 Ford Escape. It's a reliable car, it's not a real big SUV, but it is great in the wintertime. It's very reliable. I get through pretty much everything with it. I have a latch thing that I put into the door to help people get in if they need an extra helping hand besides myself. And I have a stool. I do use a stool for one client who is really teeny tiny to get in to the car. It's not that high off the ground, but she is a little one. And in addition to that, if I have a client that has issues walking, mobilizing, and not necessarily in a wheelchair, but can't walk distances without a walker or whatever, I do have a chair, what I call a transport chair, or what they do call a transport chair. It folds up nicely. It sticks in the back of my car, and I can use that at any time as well. So that really does come in handy. I do have a client that does use that on a regular basis with me.
So, Peggy, the big question you get is, what are your rates? How do you charge people?
Well, I charge by the hour, Kevin, and I go back and forth with this. I charge by the hour. You know, if it goes more than an hour, I can prorate that. But in order to make it worth anybody's time, that's how I do it. And then I also, I'm private pay. I'm not involved with the insurance company at all. So I am all private pay. I take checks. I take cash. I haven't had any issues whatsoever with anybody with any of that. So I've been very lucky, and it's worked out. And I do try to be right up front about that to people. I would love to have someone who needs me for 2 or 3 hours at a time. That'd be ideal, but not everybody does. Sometimes people do just need you for an hour. Another reason why I stick to the Merrimack Valley area, because everything is within a reasonable amount of time and a drive time. If I have to expand a little longer to get to my client, then I would have to charge them more, and I might have to start charging mileage. Right now I don't, but that day may come depending on, you know, what happens with the gas prices as well, because I'm filling up my car a couple of times a week. Yeah, it is.
So now, the last thing that we haven't mentioned yet is you're also insured too. Because I know that will come up with people.
I actually meant to say that. Oh, yeah. I am. One of the first things I did when starting my business is I did a Corey report on myself. I said, you know, how do I know that anybody ever used my name, my social, and said they were me, and then suddenly there were things out there in Never Never Land. So
what?
Did a Corey report. They came back nice and clean, I'm happy to say. Mm-hmm. And I challenge anybody, if they feel better doing a Corey report on me for their loved one, not a problem. I'll give them the information, whatever they need. And then, yes, I did that, and then I got a bond. I have a $25,000 bond. I'm going into people's homes every day.
Right.
I want them to know that they can trust me. I want their families to know
Amen.
That. I want the people I'm dealing with to know that. So I have a bond. God forbid I should ever need it, never needed it, but I do have it. Yep. And I also have liability insurance, and I'm insured all the way around. So, unfortunately, in this day and age, they absolutely have to have that. They can reach out to me by calling me at 781-424-7999. That is my cell phone. Like I said, I live in Haverhill. It's a 781 area code for the cell, but it will reach me. If I don't answer, please leave a message, or they can find me at here, HEREFOROYOU 728 at yahoo.com.
Peg, really appreciate you taking the time to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye now.
You guys are owning this backyard barbecue. Why? You got a checking account with Workers Credit Union with no monthly fees or minimum balance required. And it came with free digital banking, early payday, and Roundup savings. You got it all. The Joneses are trying to keep up with you now because you're banking like bigwigs. Open an account at WCU.com. Workers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA and by MassShare Insurance Corporation.
Take 10 for Boston's 10. Take Phil and Shannon to go.
Take live streaming breaking news.
Take 10 and get your news local and live.
Download the NBC 10 Boston app today. Boston's 10, news to go.
If you haven't seen Manifest,
mm-hmm.
you need to check out the show.
Okay, a plane missing for 5.5 years unexpectedly comes home.
Yes.
And the people on the plane haven't aged a day.
Dude, this is my show.
Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.